Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell, broker owner of ERA Russell Realty Group. He is a 10-year licensed broker who has successfully coached and trained over 500 agents and turned his independent brokerage into a $50 million company before joining one of the top real estate franchises, ERA. Evan delivers his real-world real estate
All right, so check it out. My timing's off on the Facebook Live and the coaching call, so I'm going to cut that intro short and say, wow, I struck a nerve here. We've got a boatload of people on the call, which is great. If you'd rather see my face, I'm on Facebook Live in the group because I want you all to hear this. And I'm going to try to keep it right at my 15 minutes. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts myself, and I'm really trying to not sound like they sound. They sound very monotone. They sound very boring. And my mind tends to wander really fast when I listen to other people's podcasts. So I really hope that the inflection in my voice and the information I give you and the passion behind it really keeps you engaged into what we're doing here, and you don't kind of space out and multitask and do something else and only kind of half listen to what I say, which is you know, what I really hope, which really my goal is. So, all right, so here we go. I'm going to give you two examples of how marketing has changed, okay? And then I'm going to give you some stone cold facts two agents in the office yesterday, the three of us were kind of shooting the shit a little bit and just kind of talking, working some leads. So first off, if you want to work buyer leads, we're going to work buyer leads Tuesday, 10 to 12, every Tuesday, 10 to 12 in the office. You want to come in and work your database with us, be happy to have, a bunch of us in here, kind of have some fun and work some leads Tuesday at 10 to 12 in the office, live in person. All right, number one, let me give you the stats, okay? So check these out, bear with me. There were 11 homes, 11 houses, 11 new listings that hit the North Reading market in the last 5 days, okay, including one last night. So in the last 5 days, now the only market I can really attest to and know who's who and have down, stone cold is the North Reading market, so I have to stick with that. So there's 11 new listings hit the market in North Reading this week, okay? Now, I've gone through every single one of them because I'm on a drip. So as soon as something hits the North Reading market, I get notified because I like to know what our competition is doing, number one, and number two, I like to know what's selling around me, okay? Of those three of the 11 homes that hit the market in the last 5 days were from North Reading-based agents, which means it came from a North Reading office, okay? Which means three of the 11 were from local in-town agents. Now, of the three, one of them is a broker in town. They own a local office, so she's selling her own house. So that one really doesn't kind of count. So let's call it 10 new listings because we take out the broker owner's house. So two of the 10 were from a local company, right? So let's think about that for a minute. What does that say to us, right? What does it say to you? If two of the 10 houses that listed in North Reading in the last 5 days were a local real estate company that worked the North Reading market, that got the North Reading listing, what does that say to us? That eight of those people found a listing agent through some other way, most likely referral, right? Just goes to show you that the power of the referral almost makes the internet advertising so ineffective or such a, I don't know what the right word is, but the power of the referral really makes that marketing just insignificant is the word I'm looking for, insignificant. So the banners on the baseball field, not listed in North Reading. The banners on the softball field, not a listing agent. Articles in a transcript, not one of the listing agents. Now, I'm not talking about, year over year, week over week. I'm talking about just this group of 11, right? We studied all the time, but this group of 11. So if I have $600, okay, and I can put it in a lot of different things. The banner on the football field is up for renewal. It's $600. And I'm looking at these 11 listings. And I say, yes, I'm an advertising in town. I sponsor the baseball. Did that get me in the bat of these 11 people? No. My phone didn't ring. In fact, our phone didn't ring. In fact, three of those listings were listed by a national franchise, which has a store in North Reading that they went to a different franchise. For example, two of the 11, or let's call it 10, were listed by RE/MAX, but not the local RE/MAX agent. One of them was listed by ERA, not the local ERA. Right? So now, do people understand brand recognition? Do they understand that not all RE/MAXes are the same, that not all ERAs are the same? Some of those listings, one of them in particular, right, and I'll ask the question, I actually took notes on this call. How do you think a Woburn-based independent broker who was a Prudential franchise, left a Prudential franchise, stands alone as an independent? How did she get a listing in North Reading? She's not marketing in North Reading. She's not running advertising in North Reading. She's not, probably mailing in North Reading. So how do you think that Woburn-based company, which was a franchise and now an independent, obtains a North Reading listing? In fact, a very, very sellable one, right? How does a seller list with a RE/MAX agent from a different town when there's a RE/MAX in the town? Why didn't they call the town RE/MAX? Is this making sense with you guys? I hope that it is. So what I'm trying to say is I have seen this going on my 12th year of this. Some people I know have been longer, but I've been 12 years on the marketing broker side, lead generation side. I've been studying this for a long time. It's what brought me to Boston. I know I've told you that before. My ability to coach, train, dissect the information, know what's there, and deliver it to you is how I came from Philly to Boston. Okay? When I joined a particular company before Russell Realty Group, my buddy and I at the time bought Zillow leads for $50. Woburn 01801, Woburn zip code, to be a 50%, a 75% agent, which means I show up 75% of the time, was $50. Now it's like $1,500, right? I've seen Facebook, right? All the same time, 08, 09, right? 06, 07, 08, 09. That's all the evolution of all this stuff, right? I've seen Realtor.com lose its grip as Truly evolved, as Zillow's evolved, as Redfin has evolved over the years. How Zip was such a powerful lead generation program, and did such great things. They built such great software that they absorbed into a Realogy company. I've seen all this stuff. So now we're seeing it again, guys, and we got to be on the cutting edge of it. Okay, the best place to get buyer traffic and the best place to get responses is Facebook. What other option is there? Google pay-per-click, door knock, whatever. So take my coaching in context, okay? Don't say, well, geez, Evan, I'm running Facebook leads. You tell me they're no good. No, I'm telling you they're fine. But what I'm saying to you is the evolution of the technology almost saturated the interest that you do better with the word of mouth. You do better with the referral. Yes, my neighbor knows I'm in real estate. Yes, my neighbor's probably going to sell, sell his house at some point. I don't want to sell my neighbor's house. I want to sell my neighbor's friend's house, right? That's what we have to continue to beat down. The neighbor of X house says, yeah, I know an agent down in Woburn, works independent, does great, give her a call. So let me give you a real life example, okay? Stick with me here. This is a great example. My family is selling a house in South Jersey. The house is grossly overpriced. It's been overpriced for quite some time. They've gone through three agents. They're on their third agent now, okay? And instead of – now, they've expired completely. They've gotten over 30 phone calls because my family's told me. They've gotten 15 or 18 mailers of people who are calling and mailing expireds. But what does my family member do? They want a referral. Who else can I call? What else can I do? So I get on the phone to them and I say, okay, you want a discount? Call these people, call these people, call these people. So then my family member is going to call those three options and pick one. He's not going to take the message on the phone and says, hey, your home expired, give me a call. He's not going to call up the postcard in their box, right? They have a family member in the game, and they're going to take my advice that says, hey, call one of these three guys, pick the one you want. But then I go and say, well, listen, if you've gotten 30 voicemails on your phone from agents who are calling expireds, those are the ones that are actually hungry. They're paying the money. They're dialing the phone. They want the business. That's a good thing. That's not annoying. That's a good thing. The people that are putting things in your mailbox, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Those guys are hungry. They're spending money. So if you've got 40 people, let's just say 40 people, 30 calls, 10 postcards, that have reached out to you as an expired out of the 4,000 agents that are around in South Jersey, that's, what, 10% of the group? That's right, 1% of the group that are actually dialing and looking for business, those are probably the people that you want to call because those are the hungry ones. So you look at it from two perspectives. Number one, the people that are dialing and mailing are the ones that want the business. However, the power of my referral that says family member called this company and this agent is going to overshadow that dial and that postcard, unfortunately. So I hope you guys are grabbing this, right? As much as we're spending money on lead generation, as much as we have a business model, as much as we're spending money on cold leads and Facebook ads and things like that, the turn that this market is taking, and we've seen it over the last little while, last probably 3, 4, 5, 6 months, is it is going by way of the referral more than ever, more than ever. And this week alone proves it. It absolutely proves it. There are people in this town who've been banging the real estate drum for 20, 25, 30 years. They got passed up on 8 of these listings. How? I can promise that one of those 30 people prospected these people at some point in time, right? They certainly probably one of these 10 people buy the transcript. One of these 10 people has a kid in sports. One of these 10 kids has seen the branded Jeep drive by. One in 10 of these people have seen me at Ryers or seen one of you in Ryers. There's 8 agents. There, how many? 7, 6? There's 6 or 7 agents that we have in North Reading alone that are part of our brand and culture. You're saying that we haven't reached out to these 8 people? That they haven't seen our yard signs around? I find that difficult to believe, especially looking at our bill for marketing for the last 3 years. I find that very difficult to believe. So, yeah, they may know who we are, and they may know who another agent is, and they may know who the other agent is. But it wasn't more powerful than the referral, right? It wasn't more powerful than, hey, call my friend Bob, right? And it happens all the time. I need an electrician. I need a pool guy. I need a paving guy. I need a fence guy. I need a stone wall guy. You don't go to Google and Google masonry, right? Some people do. But most people don't. They go into the Facebook group and say, hey, I need a masonry guy. And they get 5 or 6 responses. They probably call the one that's been referred the most, and that's who they do business with, most cases. Right? Obviously, it's easy to poke holes in my theory, but for the coaching aspect, you guys get what I'm saying. So we have to figure out, we have to get out of this mindset, number one, that they already know I'm in the game. Oh, they already know I'm in real estate. They don't need bullshit. They need to know every day. My friend up the street I coach with, he says, yeah, I said, you get my baseball schedule. He said, yeah, I got more of your useless crap. That's okay. And you're going to keep getting my useless crap. Because one day at work, somebody's going to say, oh, gee, you know, I'm really having trouble with my agent. And that friend of mine is going to be like, boom, call my boy Evan. He'll take care of it for you. And that's how it'll work. Right? As much as I don't want to sell real estate, and I tell you that I don't, I've got 4 deals right now. 4. All have been lap drop referrals. I've done nothing to market to these guys. Nothing. And even when I tried to give the lead away, the seller's like, no, I don't want to work with your partner. I want to work with you. That is where you guys have to be. So let me hit you between the eyes one more time. I've only pushed my business in North Reading for 3 years. I've only been in Boston for 9 years. Some of you guys in North Reading have been licensed real estate agents in North Reading for longer than I've even been a resident of the city of Boston. So you can't tell me that our marketing doesn't work. You can't tell me that you got to be afraid. You don't want people to know what you're doing. You don't want to, you know, cross-pollinate the picture of your prom and the picture of your marketing. They are the same. You want them to think Evan Russell, real estate agent, boom. Yes, he's a coach. Yes, he sponsors a team. Yes, he's a little bit, you know, aggressive in town. But the dude knows real estate. That's what we have to be. And now, I know real estate, but I didn't get a call on any of these 10 properties. They didn't call me. I can promise that they got a 0% postcard at some point. I can go back and track the addresses if I had time. But they received some solicitation from me. I almost promised it because I've mailed out 0% to the entire town, all 4,400 homes or 5,500 homes in the last 2 years. I know I have. We've sponsored North Reading Facebook posts time and time and time and time again. They've seen who we are. I am confident that they know that they've at least seen ERA Russell Realty Group. Now, they might not have been smart enough to know that ERA Russell and ERA Key are different companies, or REMAX Destiny is different than REMAX Renaissance, or REMAX Leading Edge is different than REMAX Renaissance. Let's take another, each Subway is owned and operated by a different person. People assume Subway for Subway. The reason why people go to McDonald's and the reason why people go to Burger King is they know when they go through the McDonald's drive-thru, they're going to get a Big Mac. A Big Mac is a Big Mac is a Big Mac. Doesn't matter where you go or how you do it. They are tailor-made, the exact same. The same amount of sauce, the same amount of lettuce, the same packaging, the exact same. So maybe when people think of the brand, Bench 21, REMAX, ERA, Coldwell Banker, Better Homes and Gardens, you know, Keller, that it's all the same. And that's something that we have to do better in explaining the difference, that all ERA offices aren't created the same. We're different. But that's the point of having a brand. At least they know that we're a brand, right? So at least we're getting that far. So hopefully that ERA sign, people won't know the difference, and business will come our way because of it, right? So I really want you guys to think about, yes, some of you guys are sending a lot of postcards. Yes, some of you guys are doing a lot of mailers. Yes, some of you guys are doing a lot of Facebook posts. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep going. Buying leads from Zillow is not going to help you. Okay? You go to the ball field. You see 500 of your closest North Reading friends. Wear your shirt. Give away a coffee card. Remind them. Tell them. Do something to let them know that you're in the game, so when it comes to real estate and they're one of these 8 people, they're calling you. If they don't, shame on you, shame on us. Right? Okay, last point. Okay, last point. I'll just say it. Molly, I don't know if she's on the call anymore or not, is making some ridiculously cool stuff for you. The stuff that she puts out, you would have to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for. You know how I know that? Because I pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for it. And I pay it for you guys. The thing that she puts up, you best put up on your page, because you take this whole concept that I'm telling you, the last 18 minutes of this passion-filled, coming-at-you marketing thing, and you've got 6 beautiful images sitting in the Facebook group. Take a second and post them. If you don't, next week, there'll be another 10 listings, and we won't be on those either. And we have to be. It's all right here. You guys know what to do. Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid. I don't know anybody in this town. And I send out 0% postcards to my competitors' homes, right, just to stir the pot a little bit. I put ads in newspapers right next to other people's ads on purpose. You guys we gotta go to home, right? We gotta stay home. We gotta figure out who our friends are, and we wanna let them know that we can help their friends. That's how these ten listings hit the market. Okay? That's how we did it. We gotta stick with it, guys. All right, I'm gonna sign off. Hope you guys enjoyed. Pretty passionate stuff, 18 minutes, but it's been good, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Handling Today's Consumers in Real Estate with your host, Evan Russell. To listen to a previous episode of our HTC podcast, you can visit evanlive.com or find him in the iTunes Music Store.